This is JimPinto.com e-news number 278, the 22nd of February 2010. This e-news is read by JimPinto's text-to-speech robot Jimbo, or Jimbot, if you prefer. As usual, there are 5 items and 3 feedbacks in this issue of e-news. Item 1. Control Top 50. Summary View. Once again in December 2009, Control magazine published its list of top 50 automation and control suppliers, with separate rankings for global and North America. Since these are all public companies, the data is about a year old for their fiscal years 2008. There seems to be no real solution to this old data problem. 2009 will tell a different story. The top 50 grew about 16% in 2008, compared with 17% in 2007. Growth for North America was 4.6% compared with 5% in 2007. Globally, there was no significant change among the leaders, and the top 6 are now Siemens, ABB, Emerson, Rockwell, Schneider, and Honeywell. There was no change in the top 3 suppliers in the North American market. Once again, Emerson was number 1 on the list with revenues up 9.6%. In second place, Rockwell grew at nearly 11%. In third place was ABB, clearly shifted to global focus. In fourth place for North America was global leader Siemens. Globally, Siemens is still 1.5 times bigger than its nearest rival, ABB, which in turn is more than twice as big as any of the next, Mitsubishi, Emerson, and Schneider. All about equal. Japanese Yokogawa is apparently faltering. The only strategy which would enable the top few to get higher on the rankings is through merger or acquisition. 2010 will be the year of fallout. Item 2. Freemium. A plan for ISA resurgence. ISA membership has been declining steadily in recent years. Today, there are about 28,500 members, including reduced dues and non-paying lifetime members and students. The surprise is that USA membership has declined to only about 16,000. With a plethora of high-content information sources available in the internet-free paradigm, paying $100 per year for ISA membership is an anachronism. The dues are simply not matched by the value that ISA purports to provide. A bridge to the future is possible, offering freemium membership for anyone interested in automation, anywhere in the world. These could be non-voting members, with the offer of upgrade to full membership upon payment of regular dues. Look up the word freemium in Wikipedia. Regular paid membership will increase significantly as freemium members transfer to full membership through clear value offerings. As more and more people recognize the value of ISA membership, the conversion rates, from free to reduced dues, and then full membership, will climb to an estimated 25,000 to 75,000 new members. This approach is the number I previously promoted, as a goal, and still think is a viable objective. It's clear that ISA must reinvent itself. Before any meaningful improvements can be accomplished, governance needs to change dramatically to avoid analysis paralysis. But the conundrum must first be solved. How to get volunteers to relinquish volunteer control? And how to get an executive director that operates like a CEO? Item 3. Morley and Pinto together at Winnipeg. The Winnipeg Industrial Technology Center has invited me to be a keynote speaker at their Technology Acceleration, Innovation, and Manufacturing Conference at the Conadens, Fort Garry, Winnipeg, 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. on March 3, 2010. As a technology futurist, my topic will be manufacturing in the global age. I'll be joined in this program by Dick Morley, famed technology guru, inventor of the PLC, founder, and investor in lots of high-tech startups. Dick Morley's talk will be beyond the leading edge. Technology in the new millennium. So, my old friend Dick Morley and I will be on stage together. Following our two talks, we'll have an open discussion on high-value manufacturing in Manitoba and business strategy and technological innovation. The Entrepreneur's View. If you're in Winnipeg, Canada, or anywhere near, come to witness the Pinto Morley fireworks. You'll be glad you did. Item 4. Apple iPad. Defining new uses and markets. Today, I predicted the name. Apple's new iPad has arrived. It's powerful, pretty, and threatens to obsolete lots of other consumer devices while it builds new uses. Instantly, the debate began. Is this a computer or a mobile device? Is it an e-reader or light laptop? Is this tablet really different? The iPad aims to remake a market touched by laptops, tablets, netbooks, and iPods. It's a portable device for the creation and consumption of media. At $499, the iPad is cheaper than anyone expected. But it remains a multipurpose device with a multipurpose price. Technically, iPad is clearly better than Kindle. Apart from Kindle's longer battery life with e-paper, iPad is entirely in a different class. It can display color, is fast enough to display video, holds 8 times more storage, and also has the advantage of Wi-Fi. The key is that iPad builds on the vast iPhone apps library, plus full media player, email, advanced games, and maps. Hey, I like my iPhone a lot, and use it to show all my recent pictures to friends and family. Now I can show all my pictures in a dazzling, bigger display. I'll have to wait till the end of March to show off, because that's when the iPad becomes available. I've put my order in through Amazon, which will get me in line automatically. Item 5. Pinto Prognostications. Global Financial Futures. Following the trillion-dollar sign stimulus, the big banks are doing well again, and the stock market appears to be inching up. But, in my opinion, the fundamentals have not been corrected, and more financial disruption is coming. The big financial institutions have rebalanced themselves with lots of shabby chicanery, hair-trigger late fees on credit cards, high interest rates, unquestionable loans, and yet again, trading in risky derivatives. New credit card laws come into effect next week, but those are trivial barriers that are easily avoided through legal artifice. The big question is whether this next crash will result in much more profound change, shifting the world to a completely different status. In his book, A Vision for 2012, John Peterson discusses the cycles of American social history which predict a major disruption of the magnitude of the Great Depression. The system in which we live is getting far larger and more complex at such extraordinary rates that it's getting beyond human ability to understand or control. There is no precedent. The experts do not have the history or experience to suggest solutions. And so, world leaders put on a brave face and pretend that everything is okay, hoping for the best. As a futurist, like a weather reporter, I'm simply highlighting the indicators that point to the coming shift. But, beyond that view, and I must find ways to deal with what is likely to happen. As usual, there are 3 feedbacks in this issue. Feedback 1. Rick Lamb saw the TV broadcast, Future of Manufacturing, and sent these comments. Rick writes, "It was an interesting start, but I didn't see any clear direction or action items coming out of it. Higher tech, higher value manufacturing is good, and selling your product around the world, as Amel suggested, is a good plan, but that doesn't give those unemployed steel workers a paycheck in the next 3 months. Those initiatives take a lot of time and resources to develop. Retraining. For what? Even if you sat 100,000 steel workers down and retrained them tomorrow, where's the job they're training for? There are unemployed people already trained that can't get a job. I think we need to bring back some of the lower tech manufacturing. I just don't see there being enough high tech manufacturing jobs to keep the working population employed. We need a trading ground where people can develop their skills and move up. Assembling Tab A into Sloppy is still decent work for those of us who aren't rocket scientists. It may not pay well, but it pays something, and it's definitely an experience for younger workers on their way to learning more skills. We should strive for providing high-tech, knowledge-intensive, world-class manufacturing opportunities, but we also need to provide mid-range technology, somewhat labor-intensive opportunities for our asymmetrically unmotivated, lower and middle class. There's got to be something in the middle between world-class technologists and burger flippers." Feedback 2. Corson Ellis is angry about the continued ripoff by Wall Street banks. says Corson. When are you going to talk about Wall Street bonuses? 6 months after paying off their bailout money, taken on because of their completely irresponsible behavior selling unsustainable financial mortgage instruments based on the idea that real estate prices will never go down, Goldman Sachs and their friends, rescued by the government, paid off the money and paid themselves $20 million bonuses. All this while people in America are hurting. They are bringing on a challenge to the capitalist system, giving it credibility and momentum. Capitalism needs a moral underpinning. Leaders have to act not just out of greedy motives, but for the general good of their businesses, communities, employees, and the nation. Their greed is seeding dissent and anger at Wall Street, threatening the very system that is rewarding them, while you and I struggle to grow companies, actually make things, and sell them, not just skimming a large piece of the capital off the backs of our workers. Feedback 3. John Yalton provides a contrarian's view of the ebook revolution. Says John, as an aged technocrat who spends a lot of time on airplanes and in airports, I read a lot and prefer hardbound books, so when Kindle showed up I thought this technology is the answer. No more bulky books to further expand an already expanded carry-on, no more perusing the airport or Costco book sections. And then I thought about all the people depending upon me for their future second-hand reading material. Much as the ebook makes sense, its widespread use could create pockets of literature hunger for those without the technology. I am part of that chain, passing along scores of books per year. Not to mention the fact that books are carbon traps and sinks. Well, that's this issue of e-news. Please send us your feedback. Tell Jim how you like me, his Jimbot text-to-speech robot. Send your email to jim@jimpinro.com. Thank you.